I'd like to touch on the work of Michael King for a moment, because Jan McEwen, who is the executive director of the Michael King Writers' Centre, is joining us. Now, that's in Devonport. Actually, if you walk up the hill of Takarongo or Mount Vic in Devonport, you'll see a little ex-signalman's cottage, which is being used as a residence to get away and focus in particularly on writing. And the Michael King Writers' Centre is looking for writers in Te Reo Māori and English who might benefit from some quiet time next year. You know, Michael King was an amazing contributor to New Zealand's literary scene, from his first works, looking at Moko and Te Puia from the early 1970s. He went on to write literally dozens and dozens of books, right through to his sad and tragic death, which was back in 2004. He was killed in a car accident at Maramarua. But his Penguin History of New Zealand was one of the most popular publications in 2004, nearly 20 years ago. So a prolific writer, and the Michael King Writers' Centre in his name honours his contribution to literary history, Māori. Jan McEwen, as I say, is the exec director of the centre, and she joins us for a kōrero today. Jan, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. It's really neat to have you join us on the program today.
Morena, Dale.
Morena, Jan.
Covered that off you beautifully.
Hey, thanks.
You don't need me.
Oh, look, no. See, I've read a couple of them, but I didn't, to be honest. When I look at his bibliography, which is available if you Google Michael's name, you'll see that he wrote dozens of books. And, I thought he was cool anyway, because that Penguin History of New Zealand was written less academically or sort of a historian way, and it was very... for everyday Joe Blow, he seemed to connect the dots nicely. And there lies a challenge, isn't there, Jan?
Yeah, and the latest issue is actually, it'll be 20 years it's coming out, the latest issue. But that book has sold over 300,000 copies, which is absolutely huge for Aotearoa. That's big sales. So, yeah, it's been an incredibly popular book and continues to be. So, yeah, he was a prolific writer, and we've got a lot of his actual original manuscripts in the house as well. But, yeah, one of my favourites is that one, which is actually his first book, Moko, that he was published in 1972 with all those beautiful photos by Marty Friedlander of about 70 kuia and their mokos. And, yeah, it's a beautiful book.
Amazing. So, look how old that is. It's now, gee, that's 50 years old now, isn't
exactly.
it? Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Our dear friend Ata Kohu has benefited from this opportunity. Ata Kohu works in our Māori news team, but she's been putting together short stories. So what we're talking about is an opportunity to get away from the kids, the vacuum cleaner, the lawnmower, and focus on writing.
I mean, it's not always possible for everybody to do that. I mean, you've basically got to take, we offer residencies between 2 and 6 weeks length. So, I mean, obviously for some people that's just impossible, particularly if you've got a job, you've got to take time off work, and there's not too many writers living here that can write full time. You know, most people have either got a university job or a paid job somewhere else, or... Yeah, it's difficult to just write without having other income. But if you are able to get away, and the beauty of it is we take applications now, and that closes on 2nd of October, and then the residencies are held next year. And we give everybody notification in November of whether they've won a residency, and then we work out dates and... So you've got a bit of time, to plan for it, to get the childcare or time off work or whatever it is, to then come and stay in the house, whether it be for the 2 weeks or if you've applied for 6 weeks. You get to stay in the house, you get paid a stipend. It's a lovely old villa. It was built in 1896, and... got beautiful views of the harbour, surrounded by trees, you're very close to the village, you can just walk down to the village, you know, to get your groceries or go for a coffee or whatever. And yeah, you get, not only do you get your bedroom with an ensuite, and then you've got shared facilities of the kitchen and laundry and lounge and so forth, but the writer in residency also gets the little studio cottage, which we think was originally the laundry house, but it's been converted into this very cool little space. And that's where the magic happens. We get so many writers coming out sort of saying, oh my God, I've written so many words, I can't believe how much work I've got done. So there's just something magic about the place. So we're looking for writers, both what we call established and emerging writers. And the emerging writers are basically somebody who's had some work published, perhaps in a journal or a magazine. They may have had one book published, or established writers where you've had at least two books published. So we've got two different categories. And we do have Māori writers applying, but we'd like more. We're just trying to get as many diverse stories as we can and support everybody in our community. And we just, the question sometimes is it because Māori writers don't know about us, or do they feel like there's a bit of imposter syndrome? You know, is it for me? Am I good enough? Am I a writer? I think a lot of writers had that imposter syndrome, because it's such a... it's a solitary activity and you can sort of have self-doubt. So we're sort of saying to people, you know, if you're not sure, apply anyway, because it's definitely a numbers game as well. Sometimes you'll have to apply for two or three times before you get selected, because, you know, there's so many, well, not so many, but there are other people applying as well. So we're just sort of trying to encourage people to give it a go, because sometimes it can also be the project that you're working on sparks an interest in one of the selection panels. So, yeah, it's worth giving it a go.
Fair enough, too. And look, it's in Michael King's name. The Writers' Centre is in Devonport, as Jan's saying. You know, don't be shy to put your name forward if you're a bit hesitant. That's completely understandable for the reasons that she just touched on. It'd be nice to be able to call yourself a writer. It's a great skill, and sometimes a bit of solace is just what's needed to get the creative juices flowing and get pen to paper, if anyone still uses pens and paper, but that's another story we can go into. Hey, Jan, nice talking with you. Thanks so much. I'll continue to let people know. Just go to the website, which is writerscentre.org.nz. To find out more.
And you can just apply online. That'd be great.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jan. Thanks for sharing some time with us today.
You're welcome.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.